Hey, good Monday morning. We're back. 9:22. Got the clouds keeping us company here. 65 degrees. Is that song by Karen Carpenter, Rainy Days and Mondays? Yeah, forget about it. In to talk with Jeremy this morning. Looking forward to this from Wilkin, Traverse County Veteran Services. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in.
Yeah, good to be here.
It's been a while. Yeah. Well, catch us up. What's happening with Veteran Services? What's going on?
Well, the Wilkin County office is definitely getting busier, and just wanted to provide some veterans that are listening out there on some updates. So for now, the office is still open Monday, Wednesday, Friday here in Breckenridge, and then I'm in Traverse County on Tuesday and Thursdays. One big thing that we're looking at doing in November is doing a joint expo with Richland County, VSO here in Wapiton area, Mary Vetter. We're going to do an expo. Looks like it's going to be about a week before Veterans Day. Okay. In November. So the details will come. We're still brainstorming and figuring out all the people to invite. Mainly we hope to get some people from the VA, go over different benefits with veterans, and also for state levels too. If you're on the Minnesota side, there's definitely some good things out there that we can look into. If just for instance, if a veteran is having some financial issues, we're looking at getting maybe some spokesmen from those committees just to come out and provide some more information. And of course, you don't have to wait till then to come to my office and go over, if there's anything that may be troubling, or if there's something that, veterans looking into to file for VA disability. I'd be the man to see in Wilkin County and Traverse. And, but yeah, I just wanted to give an update, let everybody know I'm here. Of course, if you do need any questions or anything, please give me a call, and I'm going to provide you my number. So our office number is 218-643-7134. And if I don't answer, you can gladly call me on my cell phone, 218-517-0526. And if there are any, another important thing I was going to mention too is we're trying to expand some volunteer drivers to go to the VA.
Perfect.
Yeah. So if there are anybody out there, it's still a work in progress, but just looking at maybe a couple of people that, maybe have some extra time on their side to help run veterans up to Fargo, VA mainly, and maybe sometimes Fergus, just to get a little relief, because there's a lot of veterans that just don't feel like getting on the road anymore.
Right,
so
right.
We're hoping to kind of build up that outreach that way, veterans can even get around town.
Yeah.
So I think that's a very important thing to not neglect. So
and again, it's as easy as reaching out to you.
Yes.
Too. So
yeah.
It's not a complicated process.
No.
Just stop in or give you a call.
Yeah. So I try to make time for that. It just office is definitely getting busier. So
I was going to ask, yeah. Are things picking up? I
mean, oh, yeah.
this time of year you get more there's more activity going on.
Yes, definitely. And then we got the fair coming up, I'll be out there in a booth. That's another work in progress, but
right.
Yeah. But so, yeah, it's definitely just trying to do as much networking as possible. I don't want the veterans to feel like they're without. So, so please come in and I'll do my best to take care of you.
And again, a lot of great services out there too. And some definitely. That veterans might not know about. So,
right.
It's a good time to, with your outreach, a good time to get their questions answered.
Especially with everything on the rise and, it hits the pocketbook pretty hard. So,
right.
If there's something that if there's something that's you may need help paying for, of course there is certain criteria that you have to meet for eligibility, but we can look into that. I'd be glad to help in any way.
And then mental health issues too.
Definitely.
With veterans, they can reach out to you because there is help available there.
Yeah,
too, right?
So Lutheran Social Services actually offers free mental health care if say you don't want to go through the VA. That's a great avenue. There's great representatives out there, therapists. It's a service. I've even gone down the pipeline to see what they could offer me. So there's a lot of different ways that we can serve veterans, and the help is out there. You just gotta put your best foot forward and come and get it.
Veterans, please reach out. And folks, if you missed those phone numbers, I'm going to podcast this. It'll be up early this afternoon on our website, so you can go back and get all this information that we talked about. Jeremy, always an open door for you, my friend. Anytime you want to stop in, please feel free. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Talking Jeremy Wilkin and Traverse County Veteran Services. Hey, it's 927 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The much-anticipated recommendations from the Make America Healthy Commission will be released soon. In this week's commentary, American Farm Bureau President Zippy DeVol tells us the commission must seek farmer input.
The Make America Healthy Again.